Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The world is always on, but you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed. During Mattress Firm's New Bed New You sale, save up to 50% with Sealy Queen mattresses starting at $349.99. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
This is Sonny Hollywood Pooney from Podcast Rock City, and you're listening to the crazy antics of the Shout It Out Loudcast, where we love all KISS members at the same time. Wait a second. That sounds like an orgy. I guess it is, basically, right?
Welcome to another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This is episode 4. We're talking MTV Unplugged, aren't we, Zeus?
Yes. MTV Unplugged. So we posted an article that we saw. I'm not sure who the fuck put it up.
Spin
magazine.
They're about as bad as Rolling Stone. A little bit more hipster doofus.
Every time I think of Spin, I think of the lost opportunity with those fucking four makeup covers of the reunion Kiss
covers.
Peter's goofy smile.
So stupid. That's Spin laughing at Kiss. That's a whole separate episode. We can get into that.
What the fuck? No, anyway.
Just, yeah.
So they did a, 30?
Yep, 30 best performances in MTV Unplugged history.
And they don't even have some of the albums that I'm like, what about this?
Well, first of all, yeah, they didn't have some. Second of all, they had bands. I'm like, wait, what? They were on it? Where are the cameras? They were on MTV Unplugged?
Exactly.
I'm like, wait, they were still doing MTV Unplugged?
So, we've always talked about Unplugged in a sense, like it came in the late 80s, 89 or so. And how did it really come about? It was one of our favorite bands, Bon Jovi. They did the unplugged version of Wanted Dead or Alive on MTV Music Awards, and that went viral. And that was, you know, MTV Music Awards is usually September. By November, MTV Unplugged is out. And after that, five-man acoustic jam comes out, Tesla. Now everybody's going acoustic. So it's not just the MTV stuff. Everyone's got an acoustic song in their set list.
Yep.
Or something going on. Everyone's getting cowboyish. And it becomes a craze.
Yeah, there was another thing too that VH1 Classic did also. And I had the CDs. And if you guys could check them out, I'm sure you can get them on Amazon or or eBay or something. So they tried to compete with MTV Unplugged, and it's actually really cool. They did VH1 Classic Metal Mania Stripped, yeah. And it was hair metal bands unplugged, and it was actually pretty cool. So for I think if you're our age, this acoustic unplugged stuff was all the craze, especially the early 90s. For me, I think of obviously Kiss Unplugged, but for us, Zeus, it's that sweet spot of all the grunge bands.
Yeah.
You know, all the grunge bands coming out and just the thrill of hearing these like hard, heavy, rocking songs stripped down to their bare bones and just sounding incredible. And it obviously Spin's going to do their thing. Like, oh, fucking Bob Dylan Unplugged is incredible. Dude, Bob Dylan's always unplugged. How can you tell?
The big news was that he didn't perform unplugged. Oh, he went electric. Like, yeah, right. That was the big story.
Right,
the
right.
The big story that he goes back to that.
Right.
Ever. The thing I just enjoyed is because you took songs that had all that distortion, the grungy mm-hmm. sound, and you realized inside there is
a song.
Fucking beautiful melody.
Yep.
Beautiful song. And the other thing is you had the voices of the 90s there performing.
Yes.
Yep. And those voices could fucking send chills up your spine. I know yep. the four big ones that I can think of right off the top of my head, all those mm-hmm. grunge voices.
Yep.
But we'll go through their list, and then maybe we get a chance we'll name our 10 that we would think would
yep. work.
So let's go through their list and see what they have first here. So okay. 30. The first one, Tom, is Lauryn Hill. Did you okay. get into her?
I got into the Fugees. The Fugees album, The Score, is fucking fantastic. If you're into hip hop, it's an incredible album. I never got into her solo career. She's got an amazing voice. Incredible voice. But that being said, I mean, this is 2002. I didn't know that MTV Unplugged was a thing. So I missed this. But Lauryn Hill, great voice. And I love the Fugees, but I don't know anything about this performance.
Is that Ghetto Superstar?
That is that. Those are a couple of guys from the Fugees, but that's not her or the Fugees. No.
Oh,
sorry. Sorry.
Warren Beatty as a hip hop senator.
What was that movie? Horrible. Something. What the hell was that?
Did you just say we're going to talk about something called religion?
Religion.
Yo, so dig it and check yourself before you wreck yourself, because I is here with four people who is all four about something called religion.
The best part about that Ali G thing, he makes it sound as though religion, the word, the phrase, what it is, is like a like unique this, thing.
It's like this mystical, we're going to talk about something called religion. You might have heard of it before.
Anyway, I lost my track. What?
All right. So Lauryn Hill, number 30, number 29, what do we got?
What do we got there? One that I thought would be way higher.
Me too.
10,000 Maniacs, 1993.
This one I remember.
Because of the one song.
But I like 10,000 Maniacs. I like a couple of the hits. Natalie Merchant, great voice. This was a huge, this was the sweet spot for MTV Unplugged, 93.
Because this was great. The night, that version.
Yes.
Like, I remember it being everywhere. Yep. Everywhere.
And everybody had this CD in college. Everybody yes. had this CD.
Yep. 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 And I didn't realize at the time it was a cover. But yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Number 28 is something called.
Jesus.
Something called. Music.
Something called Dashboard Confessional.
A 2002. Is that a band? I have no idea.
They're one of those little hipster emo bands. Like,
I've never even heard of them.
I've heard of them. I've never heard one song from them. And this is, again, so already you have 30 out of the first three, you have two of them from 2002.
Okay.
So back then, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
27, Maxwell. What is,
I just want to get close to you.
I like that song.
And do all the things you... See, we're gonna serenade people.
Yeah, I like the little hip-hop, like a little rap. I don't know if Maxwell Coffee House has anything other than that song.
We're going to talk about something called Maxwell. Yeah.
But he did a cover of the Nine Inch Nails' Closer.
Oof. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Closer is the song I Want to Fuck You Like an Animal, right?
That is correct.
What is he doing singing that song?
I don't know.
There's like 50 versions of that song. Fucking Nine Inch Nails. I bought the CD single, Tom, and I still have it. There's like five versions of it.
Dude, Nine Inch Nails are great. Brace yourself. You might be seeing them on ARC sooner than later. Ooh.
Yeah, Closer. That song is just,
yep.
I don't know, you get me closer to God. Oh my God. Fucking deep lyrics.
Oof.
All right. 26 is a band called Kiss.
Look, I'll give Spin credit for even putting them in their top 30, because I'm sure what Spin thinks of Kiss. The fact that it's even here. I mean, the little clip that they have written here, the little blip, it's written by somebody that doesn't even, you know. The first sentence is, a world that wasn't looking for a Kiss reunion got one in 1995. Fuck off, Spin.
Dude, Kiss's reunion tour was the biggest tour of that year.
By far, wasn't even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
They weren't looking for a reunion.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Sorry, we were looking for Dashboard Confessional Unplugged. Yeah. That's what we were all looking for.
Oh, God. It's just the way they just what they write about Kiss.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, obviously there's just a little blurb for everything. And the performance highlight, there was name one, is Rock and Roll All Night. Although I do love that version, but I'm just.
Well, I think that's the highlight because you get everybody there. That's when everybody was performing together. And it was, again, they're going to take the basic non-Kiss fan route because it's Spin, you know.
And then number 25, Tom, is the guy from the fucking
the guy from Weird Science
and Smoking in the Boys Room.
Midnight Oil.
Yeah, that fucking guy. What's that actor's name?
Oh, he's famous for, he was in The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah,
that guy. And then he was in fucking Weird Science. He played one of the psycho biker dudes.
He's a teacher. I think he was.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Hey, could you really not say anything about this? I don't want to lose my teaching job.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the band that did. How can you band the band?
It's the only song I know. Yep.
The Aussie band, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, 1993. That's number 25.
Yep.
24, Tom, is a 2011 act. Jared Leto's band, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, I know one song from this band, and it's pretty good. But again, 2011, this was a thing? Unplugged was, did you know that Unplugged was around in 2011? Because I sure as shit didn't.
Who the fuck would put this up here? Seriously.
It's Spin. This is
so pretentious. Jared Leto's band.
Yeah, and look at what the performance highlight is. Them covering U2's Where the Streets Have No Name. Backed with a gospel choir.
Yes.
Relax. We're going to talk about something called religion with a gospel choir. Yeah.
All right. 23, Korn from 2006.
Now, this one is awesome because if you know anything about Korn, Korn is the exact opposite of Unplugged. All right. As heavy and I like Korn.
I like turtles.
We can get to that another time, but yeah, this is pretty crazy. It even says, known for their high octane live shows, Korn was an interesting choice for an Unplugged set, but the end result was magnificent, an intimate, passionate concert that featured Evanescence, Amy Lee. Oh God, do I love Evanescence and Amy Lee smoking. Woo. This one I don't remember seeing it. Obviously I've heard some stuff of this and it's really interesting, just because Korn is so heavy. But again, another one, you're talking 2006, like, you know, they're really kind of losing. I mean, I know there's still 20 something more to go, but
yeah,
I don't have a problem with this one because I like Korn. So
not a fan. Okay. But number 22 is the second album that I do own. That's Rod Stewart in 93.
Yeah, this was
fucking huge. Loved it.
This is great.
Rod Stewart singing the phone book works for me. But him stripping down and just singing, and he's still in his prime, and he brings Ronnie Wood out, and
this
they do a bunch of songs that are famous. And this is where he gets the idea of start doing those American Songbook.
Which is terrible.
We're having a party. Do, 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 do. That's because it's just like, imagine if Rod Stewart sang the song. How about if Rod Stewart dude, that's the same thing with Johnny Cash. He sang every song that was ever popular in the 20th century. But he
was like, you remember Pat Boone did a metal record? He wore like a leather vest and he was like doing like friggin' Metallica songs.
Oh, Jesus. But anyways, Rod Stewart, this album sold very well.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It actually was a number one album for a little bit, they say here.
Okay.
And then everybody remembers he did Maggie May. He did The First Cut is the Deepest on this. And then obviously, what's her name? Sheryl Crow made that a hit after he did this.
Yep.
This was just a reason to believe. There are a lot of big songs on this album.
Yeah.
21, Miley Cyrus in 2014.
Okay. I'm going to admit right here. I like Miley Cyrus. I think she's a hot shit. She's a rocker. She's performed with metal bands and does crazy stuff. She's a pop star. She's got an incredible voice. She's kind of cute. She's kind of crazy. I like that. That being said, I have no idea that this thing was even happened in 2014.
Well,
no clue.
She sang Jolene, which was big.
Yeah.
Just Dolly Parton's big song. And she was very close with Dolly Parton. So she did a version of that, apparently. But she's got some fucking big ass teeth.
Yeah. She gets a big ass teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Number 20 is rocker Bryan Adams.
Yeah, I kind of remember this one. This was 1997. This obviously translates well. I mean, I like Bryan Adams. He's got obviously a ton of songs that can translate well for Unplugged. The performance highlight they chose here was the Summer of 69. Great song. I don't know. I don't really remember this. I definitely don't remember seeing it, but I know I've heard some of it. Again, another later one. I mean, at least this is the 90s, but I like Bryan Adams. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Cuts Like a Knife is such a good song.
Yep.
He did that. He did Heaven.
But,
I don't think he did his biggest song, which was fucking like one of the biggest songs of all time at that. It was just everywhere. That Robin Hood song. Everything I do it for you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
19. I remember this. 99 was Alanis Morissette. I remember thinking, wow, you waited a little too long to do this.
Dude, this one is one of my favorites. Fucking incredible. She sounds amazing on this. This was a big one because she played some hits. She played some kind of stuff that no one really was familiar with because people think her first album, Jagged Little Pill, was all she had in her career. That's not true. She kind of got a little weird and spiritual, and some of her stuff after that was pretty awesome. But this Unplugged one, this was a standout for me. I remember when this came out. This is a good one.
Dude, there's a... It reminds me of that whole Dave Chappelle thing about people worshiping celebrities.
Yeah.
And around 9/11 and people called in, MTV was like, hold on, we have Ja Rule on the phone. Let's hear what his thoughts are.
And he's like, I don't give a fuck what Ja Rule thinks about 9/11.
I don't want to dance. I'm scared. But anyways, I'll never forget. It was like when she put the album after Jagged Little Pill was coming out, and she did a song. I don't know, it's like all fucking Indian influence stuff. And they were like asking, like the crowd there in MTV Most Requested. Remember the afternoon show?
Yep.
They're like, "Oh, well, you get a chance to ask Alanis Morissette a question. What would you like to ask her?" I'd like to ask her about India. Like, I'm just looking at myself, dude. I am so embarrassed for you. Yeah. You want to ask her?
That was the song. That was the song. Thank you. Because she was saying thank you. Yeah, that's it's a good album, but enough. enough. Oh, yeah. What do you think about India? Dude, you just wrote a song about fucking blowing your boyfriend in a movie theater. Now, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I have all these feelings about India.
Yeah. And all the, these are really important to me as a 13-year-old. I need to know what you know about it. Like, come on. It was just so embarrassing.
Yep.
Anyways. Yep. And then number 18, Tom, we're going to skip because it's Queensryche.
I absolutely do not remember this. I don't know how this happened. 1992. This is prime unplugged. I don't know how we. I remember this because I don't remember this.
Silent Lucidity.
I don't remember this at all. And I loved Queensryche at this time. So I don't know how I missed this one. Never knew there was a thing.
You know why? Because we were in college and we didn't have fucking cable. Like the MTV stuff, we caught it in the summers.
Maybe, yeah, but still, but you're right. We could, we still would have caught this on, like, because when we were home for breaks or for summers, we still watched MTV. I never even knew this was a thing.
Yeah, I remember this coming out. I remember Silent Lucidity. I'm like, oh, okay, good old Raff Lips is going to be on my TV again.
Oh, come on. Jeff Tate's the man. Oh, him in his leather vest.
Oh.
All right, continue.
Sweating on stage. All right, after 18, we're going to 17. Tom, 2011, Florence and the Machine.
Next. I've heard of this band. I don't know anything by them, and dude, good for them.
They sang two songs I know, Try a Little Tenderness, which was great in the movie Duets, okay. The old Otis Redding song. And they did Jackson, the song with Johnny Cash in June.
Oh, God.
No. Queens of the Stone Age frontman joined them.
Okay. All right, whatever. Okay.
Now, 16, Duran Duran.
Yeah, now I remember this because of Come Undone. They even have this listed as the performance highlight. I don't remember much else about this performance, but I do remember Come Undone.
Duran Duran is a band that's had how many fucking comebacks?
Yeah.
Like, there was a comeback for them when they did Come Undone. That was like in the 90s.
Yep.
And they coming back, and they kept coming back. And to me, so underrated, different type of music, but I like
it. Oh, I agree.
They did Hungry Like the Wolf, Girls on Film, Rio, Planet Earth.
Oh, Planet Earth's the best. The Reflex. No. Did they do the Reflex?
No.
Oh.
Notorious.
Oh, View to a Kill, the soundtrack to the theme to the movie. Oh.
That's not on there. They did Ordinary World, though.
That's great. It's a great. Yep. I like Duran Duran. Good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. So number 15, Tom.
Yes.
Hold tight. The Cranberries.
Love this band. The first album, amazing album. Second album, a little uneven for me, but still huge. This performance, this was 95. So we were like finishing up college and kind of not really paying too much attention to MTV, or at least I wasn't. They did no cover songs.
No, they did the three big songs I know, which is one of the best songs in the 90s, Linger.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yep. Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And Liar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Off the Empire Records soundtrack. Oh, great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Love the Cranberries. Great.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Dolores. Oh, poor thing. She passed away young. Yep.
So cute. Mm-hmm. Shakira, number 14, 1999.
Don't remember this one.
Yeah.
Don't remember this one. Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Shakira other than she shook her ass a lot.
And she's hot. That's about it. Yep.
Yeah. 13, Annie Lennox, 1992.
Okay, I kind of remember this performance because this was like for us, like prime MTV Unplugged stuff. I don't really remember much from it. I don't like Annie Lennox and I don't like the Eurythmics. So this isn't something that I would have spent a lot of time listening to in any way.
I think she is another one of these fucking on a pedestal. That's great. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. She's got a good voice. Okay, then sing some good songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I don't know. I mean, I the Eurythmics had a couple of songs that I liked, but nothing to be like, oh my God, Annie Lennox.
Right. No, I'm with you. Yep.
Number 12, Bob Dylan.
Next. Not a fan.
Yeah, I know. Like a Rolling Stone, All Along the Watchtower and shit like that.
Yep.
Number 11, 1996, George Michael.
Okay. I'm a huge George Michael fan. I'm not going to lie. The guy's a fucking supreme talent. Rest in peace. I remember this one a little bit. This is the mid to late 90s. My music stuff is kind of vague because we were finishing college and music was just all over the place. I don't remember this one that much, but I would like to go back and revisit it because George Michael's a fucking talent and a half.
Freedom 90.
Yep.
Is probably one of the best top 10 videos of all time.
Yep. I'll give you, that's a good one.
And I love that fucking song.
Yep.
But that video with he's so ahead of his time and all the models singing the song for him and shit.
The other thing that really stood out on this too, I remember Elton John, who I absolutely adore. And I know George Michael had a relationship with Elton John. He covered Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
What kind of relationship?
I don't know, but I don't know. Who knows? But he did Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Great song. So, that's George Michael's. He's good.
Not the most masculine fella.
That's okay. It's all right. Now we're in the top 10.
That cold case you're listening to? Nasty stuff. But you know what else is a crime? Missing even a moment of whatever you're doing to go on a drink run. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com today.
Yes, right. So top 10. Number 10, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I remember this one. This was
everybody
huge.
Does.
That whole
I'll Be There version with the guy was the one who did the song. Made the song better, whoever the guy hit that note.
Huge. Yep. It was a good one.
Number 9. Here we go, Tom. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant's Unplugged.
Dude, now, this was one of the best. I remember this performance. This was while we were in college. This came out. The video performance and the audio itself, and that which led to them going on a tour, which I saw at the Boston Garden, Page and Plant. Mm-hmm. This was incredible. This was absolutely one of the best ones. They had that, it even says here, an ensemble of Egyptian musicians.
The Egyptian magician.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Tarbash, the Egyptian magician. I do magic act.
The London Metropolitan Orchestra and an ensemble. See, I can't even say Egyptian music. It's fucking Egyptian jerky magician. Jerky boys fucking ruin everything. The Egyptian magician.
Then I bring mountain cat that I terrorize people with. You're going to terrorize people with a mountain cat. Okay. Then maybe I choke some of you faculty staff.
Just reading that word, Egyptian musician. I can't even fucking
The Egyptian musician.
Oh, God. Anyways, incredible performance. And the performance highlight, I would probably agree. They picked That's the Way. Oh, incredible.
But there's different versions of this album. You have to find ones that have different stuff. There's a couple of new songs on there.
Yeah.
Yala, for a while, City, Don't Cry, Wonderful One, and Wawa.
For a while, didn't they call this like Unleaded?
It is Unleaded.
It's not MTV
Unplugged. No.
Correct. That's right. Okay. That's
but
what
it's
I thought.
Part of the family.
That's right. Okay.
So there are different albums. But the 94 version, you'll get Thank You.
Okay.
But you don't get it on the 2004 version, which is fucking weird.
Okay.
You get the Rain song instead.
Really? So wait. So can you get the complete performance all in one place, or is everything like,
nope, you'd have to buy two different versions, which probably I have.
Okay.
Because this is what they get us to do.
Exactly. Yep.
Number 8.
Oh boy.
Alice in Chains, 96.
Yeah. Besides Kiss, this is the one that always rises to the top for me. Yep. And I think it's because of what we talked about at the beginning, just some of that brutal heaviness, like of Alice in Chains songs, like Angry Chair, Rooster. and they pull it off unplugged, and the songs are so beautiful. So it's an incredible
performance. It's legendary.
It's an incredible performance. It's really stunning.
First of all, like, you're the whole time, if you watch it, you're like, he's on crack or heroin right now. He's not even moving, but he's singing everything.
Yep.
He's like not emotional, anything. Link Staley's just sitting there, his eyes closed, doing everything, hitting every fucking note. And you see that classic, what me and Tom called when we've gone over their songs, third vocal performance, which is the harmonies that they do together.
Yep.
Cantrell and Staley, when they do that voice together. And they just, and you can see them where they pick up and where they, one's singing a part of the lyric, and then the other one jumps in and joins, and then the other one sings the other part. It's amazing.
And then this is the famous, this is where they famously had the guitarist had written on his guitar, "Friends, don't let friends get haircuts," shitting on Metallica at that time.
Because Metallica was in the crowd.
And Metallica had just cut off all their hair for the Load and Reload albums and everything. So, this is an incredible performance.
Yeah, the other part that makes this kind of memorable is Jerry Cantrell had food poisoning.
Yeah, so that's right.
He has a bucket next to him because he was going to puke throughout the whole fucking concert.
Right.
He was suffering from food poisoning. Dude, listening to Angry Chair
unplugged is incredible.
Oh my God. And if you watch the video, he's like, he's going to fuck this up. And he's just fucking note for note. Oh, Heaven Beside Me. Like, and this is the part where, like, I picked up on Cantrell sings just as much fucking songs. Didn't realize that. You don't know. You don't listen. You put the shit on, and then you watch it. Like, why is this guy singing? He's the guitar guy. And you're like, oh fuck! Half of these songs are his. And then I just love Over Now. Fucking
Over. Yeah, there's a couple songs on here that I prefer this version over the studio album version. Oh my God,
it's just such a great song.
Yeah, it's great. Yep.
maybe coming up. So that's another album that I would fucking. Oh, anyways, number seven. The set list is too small to be ahead of Alice in Chains. And that's Stone Temple Pilots 93.
Now, here's the weird thing about Stone Temple Pilots. This was never officially released as an MTV Unplugged album. It's a bootleg. I have a bootleg vinyl of it. I know they have a bootleg. So I have no idea. My guess is it's got to be something to do with the label, the band, because all the big grunge bands that did MTV Unplugged, they all released MTV Unplugged albums and they all sold through the fucking roof. Stone Temple Pilots never did that officially. I don't know why.
You can only get the vinyl. I cannot get this on fucking CD.
I got the vinyl, and it's funny because even though it's a bootleg, it's cheap. It's like regular price. So I don't. It must be like a mass produced bootleg, but I have it. The sound quality is good, but that's unfortunately the only place you can find it.
Yeah, that's the issue I have with this. It's the fact of the matter is there's only a few songs. And you can't fucking get this on CD. So you got Cracker Man, Creep, Plush, Vaseline, Wicked Guarded, Sex Type Thing, Big Empty, Andy Warhol. Now, Big Empty was the big one, I think, that came from this, right?
Yes.
And Creep, I think, were the big ones that are memorable from this performance. But holy shit, was that good. All right. Number six, Pearl Jam.
Okay. So, for a while, this is another one that for a while, until the last few years, this was never officially released.
Came out 2 years ago.
I was going to say it came out 2 years ago. Yep. They released it on vinyl. And this was one that was like highly sought after in like the bootleg world. Rightly so. The performance is fucking off the rails. Everybody talks about the song Porch when Eddie's fucking frantically losing his goddamn mind, writing on his arms. You know, about all the abortion stuff and everything. State of Love and Trust, just absolutely mind-blowing performance if you're a Pearl Jam fan.
And what did they open with? Oceans.
Yeah, well, they have a weird knack for... I told you, I saw Pearl Jam once. They opened with Release. Everybody's like, wait, what? Like, everybody's like all going crazy waiting for them to come out with, like, Even Flow or Porch or something. They open up with Release. So they're weird like that.
Yeah, they opened up with Oceans. When this came out 2 years ago, I fucking jumped on it so fast.
Me too.
To have a real version of this. Oh, my God.
I remember the other big thing coming out of this, too, was the cover of Rockin' in the Free World. The Pearl Jam nerds like us were obsessed with that one for a while.
Number five, Paul McCartney.
Whatever. I don't remember this. I'm not a Beatles fan. With all due respect, I don't remember this. 1991.
Yeah.
Don't remember this.
He did Blackbird, We Can Work It Out. We Can Work It Out. Ain't No Sunshine. Number four, Tom.
Yes.
1991. LL Cool J.
Yeah, this is when they did, it was like kind of like Yo MTV Raps Unplugged. You had LL Cool J, MC Light, De La Soul, and my man, A Tribe Called Quest. I remember more so LL Cool J out of this. And I love it because, you know, hip hop performed with a live band is obviously not how you hear hip hop.
Yeah.
So, and I love LL Cool J. So this was definitely kind of a cool one.
Number three, Alicia Keys, 2005.
I don't remember this. This is 2005. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think I remember the version of her doing Wild Horses.
Okay. Okay.
Number two, Eric Clapton. Everybody remembers this.
Yeah, this is huge. Massive. Great performance. Obviously, it had that horrendously sad performance of Tears in Heaven about his son. That was the fucking album. He won six Grammys for this. I like Eric Clapton. I thought this was a really cool. His version of Layla is incredible on this.
Yeah.
But this was a huge one. 92. Yeah, I remember this one. Everybody does. Yep.
Number one, much to the dismay of many out there. 1993, Nirvana.
No surprise. As soon, anytime you see an MTV Unplugged list, they're going to be number one.
The fact of the matter is everything was the way it was done. That being their last really major performance. That was the last album people went to as soon as he died. Everybody, you look back at it and you're looking at it like, dude, he's going to be dead in a few months. And on top of it, he did it his way. He put some of their songs and then he went off the charts and did a bunch of covers and he made it Nirvana's. He made those songs a Nirvana type song. And that's what I love about this album, that it's not Smells Like Teen Spirit. Here's a version of In Bloom. Here's a version of Heart Shape. Like, he picked a bunch of rare songs and he made them different. And then his voice, what he fucking leaves all, like, leaves at, what's the phrase I want to, how he just leaves everything there after Where Did You Sleep Last Night, the way he just pours his guts up. That's why I love it. He's just putting every bit of passion into everything he does. And I love this album.
I love the performance, but the problem I have with this is why I don't have it as high as Alice in Chains. Well, first of all, you're a much bigger Nirvana fan than I am.
Yeah.
I like Nirvana. I mean, I borderline say that I love Nirvana, but I don't like them as much as Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam. The problem that I had with this set list was some of those wackadoo covers. Jesus Don't Want Me for a Sunbeam or whatever. Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Love that.
They sound good, but I would have preferred more. I don't mind a couple covers, you know, but to me, that was the reason why this version, the performance is incredible. I mean, you can't deny that, even if the songs aren't what you prefer. But I think that's the thing that kind of keeps it from being one of the standouts for me. Just some of those tracks are just kind of for me. But yeah, you can't deny the performance.
Yeah, the just that last song, Where Did You Sleep Last Night, and how haunting it is. It's an old Leadbelly song, and his voice, and when he's like, he literally loses his voice at the end. Just like, and I know people are like, he never had a voice, but he's just screeching up, like everything's inside of him. Spleen venting, as they say in REM. Yeah.
Wink, it's wink. Great. It's absolutely great. And you can't deny it.
And I love it because he's like, this is the last fucking song. Fuck you.
Yep. Yep. And I love it.
You see like a smoking throughout the whole thing.
And you see like a baby face Dave Grohl, like on the drums. Like it's incredible. It's pretty incredible. Yeah.
All Apologies is so much better than the live version. Dim, 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 dim. Oh, just fucking.
I think the one thing that I wish they did was a slowed down, unplugged version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. I would have loved to have heard that, because Smells Like Teen Spirit is such an upbeat, ripping song. with incredible guitars that I think them turning it into their own acoustic wise would have been amazing. And I'm pissed they didn't throw that in there. I guarantee you Kurt did it for a reason. He's like, you motherfuckers are here to hear our biggest song. I ain't playing it for you.
It's one of those things. What would Kiss do? Oh, you got to do Rock All Night. What would Kurt Cobain do? Fuck Rock and
Fuck
Roll.
Fuck you. I'm going to play fucking something by Lead Belly, you dimwits.
But actually, I shouldn't say that because, we're going to play Going Blind instead. So, I shouldn't really say that. But, so that was number one. Now, there's a couple that weren't even listed here that I am like, what? We're the two REMs. Which are fucking awesome. Thank you. Fuck off to all the rest of you.
Yep.
And then technically it is part of the Unplugged kind of series was the huge, like it sold millions and millions of album. The Eagles reunion concert, Hell Freezes Over.
But was that considered just like an acoustic performance, but it wasn't.
Guitar on there, but it was kind of that. It was like an MTV reunion type of concert that they made it into a video and they sold the album and stuff. That's kind of partly there. So if I go through my list and I pick 10, I'm not putting these in order. I'm not ranking them, but I'll say Kiss, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, STP, Alice in Chains, REM, The Eagles, Rod Stewart, Zeppelin. And number 10, I would say, Duran Duran.
Okay.
And then maybe as I would say the Cranberries as my honorable mention.
All right. Yeah. So not in any specific order. Obviously, Kiss, we're going to have a lot of the same ones. Kiss, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, Nirvana, Alanis Morissette, Page and Plant, 10,000 Maniacs. I'm going to throw the Yo! MTV Raps in there. And then for the 10th one on my list, this didn't make the list. I'm not a huge fan of this artist on his studio recordings, but his MTV Unplugged is fucking incredible. And that's because he's backed up by the Roots.
Okay.
And that's Jay-Z MTV Unplugged. It's him singing all of his hits, but he's singing them with a live band, and it's the Roots that are his backing band.
Oh, they can so pull it off.
So there's no drum beats. There's no hip hop beats. It's a band playing his songs. It's friggin' incredible. And I'm not a huge Jay-Z fan, but I bought this CD and the Roots it's really incredible. And I know this was like an official MTV Unplugged release. So I get Jay-Z with the Roots in my top 10.
Do you have an honorable mention?
I would throw the Cranberries in there as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep.
Now, go grab your acoustic CD or your next Unplugged and go put it on. Tell us what you think. Who's the best 10 that you have? Or better yet, who would you like to have seen do an Unplugged set?
Well, I was just going to say, before we sign off here real quick, I know we're catching both of us off guard. Was there anybody during this era that didn't do an MTV Unplugged that you wish did?
Yeah.
Because I got one.
Soundgarden right off the top.
Exactly. Bingo. That's the top of the list right there. Chris Cornell. With Soundgarden Unplugged. Yep.
Now, no doubt. There is a version. The other one I would say is Smashing Pumpkins. Right after Melancholy. There is a version of Smashing Pumpkins doing Cherub Rock acoustic. It is so fucking good live. Yeah. Oh my God. Go find that if you're if you like that grunge stuff like we do, that grunge music.
Is that grudge?
Yeah. There is a version of Cherub Rock Unplugged. It's so fucking good.
Nice.
Anyway,
good stuff.
Yeah. Hope you guys liked.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear what people think about this. Like Zeus said, this was right in our zone here with these bands, especially for us seeing those grunge bands bang this out. And of course, Kiss. This was special stuff, especially seeing it on TV. And watching it, not just hearing it or streaming it. So it was a big deal for us. So interested to see what you guys think.
Till next time. Peace out, Girl Scout.
As a new Western Union customer, you can enjoy a $0 transfer fee on your first international online money transfer. Send money to your loved ones back home the fast, easy, and reliable way. Visit WesternUnion.com or download their app today to get started. And your first transfer fee is free. Services offered by Western Union Financial Services, Inc., NMLS 906983, or Western Union International Services, LLC, NMLS 906985, FX Gain Supply.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.